Bonsoir à tous et bienvenue à cette disponibilité média du Rocket de Laval. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this Laval Rocket Media Availability. Joining us, we have Jordan Will. The first question will go to Anthony Marcotte, 91.9. Anthony, your turn.
Hey, Jordan. I don't know what's your what picture are you painting about this game. It seemed that it really slipped away sometimes in the second period. You really came back strong in the second period. And in the third, I don't know what happened, but can you explain for us?
Yeah, we fell into their trap a little bit. It's one of those games where I think we outshot them like 15-3 in the first. So we felt like we had control of the game. And that happens in professional hockey, especially when you got a couple guys playing their first game and we got some young guys in the lineup. It's a good learning opportunity because you just can't take your foot off the gas because you see what happens on a team like that. They get a couple breaks and then it's a 3-1 game and then they get the fourth one quick and it's over. So I think it's a good one for us to learn here to not take our foot off the gas and we'll be better for it Friday.
Yeah, the chance to play with two young players this weekend. There was Raphaël Harvey-Pinard on Friday and Saturday. And tonight you were having a Jesse Ylönen on your right wing. Can you talk to us about him and how what kind of potential can he have on the second level?
Yeah, Harvey the first night there was, or first two nights I guess, was just grinding away. He works his bag off, and you got to give him credit. He scored a big goal there in the second game for us, and got his first career goal in the league. And he was really working hard. And then Jesse, the guy, you can just see the talent. He just flies down the wing. He can shoot the puck. So it was nice having him on our line tonight too. And we created a lot of chances. Just couldn't put another one behind him.
Sean Campbell, TSN 690.
Jordan, after the first period, your line was generating tons of chances and a little bit less so as the game went along. What were they doing defensively to impede that?
Well, I mean, the game got bogged down a little bit. That happens sometimes, just how hockey goes. But, I mean, you saw on their second or third goal, they had five guys on the other side of the red line, between the red line and the blue line, and they just kind of were sitting back and waiting for that one chance. And it's just one of those things, and in hockey sometimes the game tightens up as the game goes on, and if we could have capitalized on one or two more of our chances early on, then I think we could have opened the game up.
How much space does Yannick Veilleur provide on your line?
He's a bull. When he gets in the corner, just lays into a guy. I feel bad for the other team sometimes. You can just hear the guy's breath come out of his body sometimes. Yeah, it's been nice playing it with him so far. He finds those good spaces, shooting wise in the offensive zone. And, he's got some good, and he's a bull in the corners.
Thanks, Jordan.
Awesome.
Nick Landry, RDS, Europe.
Hello, Jordan. Wondering what's been your mindset, the past couple of weeks. We could understand if you'd be mad for not sticking with the Habs, but from up here, your attitude seems A+. You've been playing lights out. You're always talking to the kids on the ice. So what's been like for you to be down here in the American League and starting the season here?
You know, it's just playing games. You know, this year with COVID and stuff, last year was crazy, but this year is even more. I mean, you see the numbers we have here. We got 35 guys. There's guys I know all over North America that aren't even, like, guys that score 30 goals in the American League every year that aren't even playing. So just fortunate to be able to play hockey this year. And no matter what league it's in, you just don't want to be sitting around and not playing, you know. So I'm getting the opportunity with Joel to play some games and try and help the team win.
Okay, thank you.
We'll take two more for Jordan. We'll go with Eric Engels. Eric?
Hey, Jordan. Just based on that, how has Joel kind of helped you in terms of having that approach to the game?
I mean, that was my mindset coming in. It's from day one. I think getting paired up with this group of guys early on in your first day of camp, pretty much. I kind of just had the mindset, like, let's roll with it. And Joel's such a passionate coach. So it's a lot of fun. He gets you excited to come to the rink every day and work on your craft. And we got a good group here, and it's a lot of fun to battle and compete. And I think it showed in the first couple of games how hard we work.
Thanks.
Thank you, Eric. And the last question, Jared Book.
Hi, Jordan. Along the same lines as the last two questions, you know, wearing an A tonight and some of the other games earlier in the season, what does that mean just to be, you know, obviously you've been in the NHL, but with the Rocket, you're kind of like the new guy. Some of the guys have been playing together for a couple of years. What's it mean to kind of be seen as a leader with this team?
Like you said, it's a good group here. And right from the start, you could just tell that everyone has one goal in mind, is to win hockey games, and their work ethic just kind of shows that. And it's pretty easy to, with my style and how I like to compete on a daily basis, it's pretty easy to kind of fit into that mold with the guys. So it's been a lot of fun, and I'm really hoping that we can win some more hockey games this year and maybe get some playoffs going in the spring. That'd be a lot of fun for the guys. We've been talking about that a little bit. And, it's a long way to go, but see how it goes.
Thank you, Jordan. We will be back with Jan Michak in a couple minutes. Thank you.